This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Life has been crazy, just wanna be okay. How can I pick up the pieces when everything breaks with every day? I'm getting older, I feel the weight up on my shoulders. I'm strong enough, I'll rise above. It's all gonna be okay. If I can be anything, I think I'm gonna be me.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, it sure does not matter who the host is. What always has mattered is who the listeners are. That has always been the case, and I don't think that that should probably change today as we are hanging out and doing our stuff together. Anyways, today is Tuesday, August the 13th of 2024, day 226 of the year, and only 140 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then we are hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Yes, infiltration radio big is the way that it goes. So here we go. I told you on a Tuesday that we would try some magic and see if we can make this happen. And today we're trying it. So if you're hanging out today and taking a listen to what we have going on, we are on, of course, our radio stations. That would be radiobig.fm. We are on Safety FM. The .com or the safety.fm, whichever one you want to do. We're on the different apps. We're on the streamers. But today we are trying something on our podcast network. And on our podcast network, the way that it's working right now is that we are streaming to the podcast network live. So the podcast is there in real time this morning as we are doing our stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see how it works out. It should actually convert over to a normal podcast shortly thereafter. So we'll see how that whole thing goes when it's all said and done. So there you go. Anyway, so that's it. That's pretty much what's going on starting off. So hopefully the last 24 hours has been fantastic for you, because that's always a good time as we get to hang out and do all the stuff that we do together. No doubt about that. So with that being said, if you're not familiar with our show consists of talking about safety in the news, news and safety. That's really the way that we do everything. As we cover a little bit of things about the news, we talk about the safety stuff, and we kind of blend it all together and give it back to you. Because, you know, hey, why would we not do that? I think it would be important to talk about. So with that being said, if you want to interact with the show, you go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. And then depending on the podcatcher that you're on right now, if you're listening to this in real time, then that would be at 7 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Then you can interact with the podcatcher. If you're not there during that time, that's fine too. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on. That's just kind of what we're trying to do, lay out of the land. That way you can have interaction. Or if you go to callinradio.com, though, it gives you a text messaging box, it gives you a video box, or it gives you an audio box. And I take a gander and all that stuff as we're moving around in real time just to make sure what's going on. So there you go. A lot of stuff, short period of time, us having the discussion. That is what is happening. So there you go. There you go. A lot of stuff, little time. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about the world of the trends of the ends of the ends, because we should probably discuss what the hell's trending.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at that, of what exactly is trending, parents and teachers point fingers after a strange policy in Tennessee. And let's see, encouraging news in the hunt of life on Mars. I don't know what exactly that would mean. And then we'll talk about some updates and several stories about showbiz. Also some drama in Yellowstone. And I'm talking about the show. I don't really think that it's going to be the location. And then the senior royals keep the peace with the House of Sussex. So we'll talk about that because, you know, people want to know that kind of stuff. I don't know why they want to know that stuff, but hey, they do. So that's kind of the way that it goes. So let's see. Today being Tuesday, what do we got going on? So let's see. Here's going to be the rollout. We got this show, 7 to 10. That's Eastern Standard Time. Keep in mind, hour one is 1 hour on video, and then we have two more hours that happen on RadioBig.fm. Then at noon, at the nooner, we will be doing, you know, Safety FM with Jay Allen. We'll have that discussion because we need to have, you know, all those discussions about what the hell's going on right there. So be on the lookout for what the hell's going on, and then we'll just do our thing. Because that's how the role goes. Anyways, with that being said, some professional broadcasters waiting from Feature Story News just to talk to you about what the hell's going on with the world of the news. So why don't we get you rolling that direction right now?
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Nina Maria Potts with the latest world news. The U.S. has warned that Iran could launch an attack on Israel on multiple fronts this week in retaliation for Israel's recent killings of top Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. The warning comes as international mediators push for an urgent ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. The White House says it's preparing for what it called a significant set of attacks, echoing a similar warning from Israeli officials. U.S. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby.
It's increasingly likely that there will be an attack by Iran and or its proxies, and perhaps in the coming days. I would tell you that we share those concerns. It is difficult to ascertain at this particular time if there is an attack by Iran and or its proxies, what that could look like.
Ukraine says its forces now control 1,000 square kilometers, that's 621 square miles of Russian territory, as it pushes on with a shock cross-border attack, its biggest since the war began. Russia's Vladimir Putin has slammed the offensive as a major provocation, ordering Russian forces to kick the enemy out of the country. Evacuations are underway, with tens of thousands ordered to leave the region. 28 villages are understood to have fallen to Ukrainian forces. Some Western officials are warning Russia will be so angry over the cross-border incursion, it will double down on its efforts to fight Ukraine. Technical problems hit Donald Trump's interview with Elon Musk on the social media platform X, with the entrepreneur blaming a massive cyber attack for the problems. The former president spoke about his assassination attempt, immigration, the war in Ukraine, and called his rival Kamala Harris a third-rate phony candidate. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
Elon Musk billed it as a conversation, a chance for independent, open-minded voters to hear from Donald Trump. And for him, it was a chance to return to many of his stump speech themes. He said the war in Ukraine would not have happened if he was president. He warned that as many as 60 million people would come to the US, many from jails, if the Democrats win. And speaking about the assassination attempt, Musk praised Trump's strength under fire, saying it was inspiring. Trump was hoping to capture attention in the social media space, but the roughly 40 minutes of technical glitches is the main thing, now dominating the headlines. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Separately, Donald Trump is suing the United States Department of Justice for $100 million. He's seeking damages over the FBI's search of his Florida residence, during which law enforcement agents found hundreds of classified documents that he'd taken from the White House. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking again today at the crisis in Bangladesh following the ouster of repressive Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. She fled last week to India. Microfinance pioneer Muhammad Yunus has returned to Dhaka in an effort to lead a caretaker government, but the outlook for that process is opaque. Bob McMahon is with America's Council on Foreign Relations.
The military is, as it so often is in these cases, is really crucial, and apparently it was the military that had kind of reached its tipping point and signaled to Hasina, as well as members of her family and some others, that she needed to leave the country, that they were not going to be, you know, engaging in a violent crackdown on protesters. So the military could be, and you know, in place to back up and support a peaceful transfer of power. And yes, it currently is sort of seems to be outside the bounds of constitutional change. I think the country's trying to put things back together. That would seem to have to include the main opposition party, known as the BNP, and headed up by the longtime rival, another legendary woman figure in Bangladesh, Khaleeda Zia. She was released from house arrest. She herself has been urging her followers for, quote, no destruction, revenge, or vengeance. So she wants to, you know, basically help to contribute to democratic national elections.
Over the weekend, Muhammad Yunus paid tribute to student protesters who drove Sheikh Hasina from power, and he's included two of them in the advisory council now running things in Bangladesh. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
And a reminder now of the hour's top story. The US has warned that Iran could launch an attack on Israel on multiple fronts this week in retaliation for Israel's recent killings of top Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. And Ukraine says its forces now control 1,000 square kilometres, that's 621 square miles, of Russian territory as it pushes on with a shock cross-border attack, its biggest since the war began. And that's the latest world news from Feature Story News. I'm Nina Maria Potts reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers, extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training, old, stale, and hacked.
This is your safety trainer, still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Hey, are you tired of hanging around and talking about safety in a boring kind of format? Well, I got something for you. If you haven't hung out with us yet at safetyfm.com, I'm going to encourage you to do so. Yeah, if you come out to Safety FM, you can come hang out with all kinds of safety professionals. Some are safety professionals. Some are just people that are talking about safety. But we want to do it in a format that makes it fun and entertaining. If you're kind of trying to figure out what the FM portion is, well, we're a radio station and also a podcast network. You can come out, hang out, listen to my show, The Jay Allen Show. You can listen to Todd Conklin with the pre-accident investigation, Blaine J. Hoffman with the safety pro, the Hop Nerd, Sam Goodman, just to name a few on what could be found on the station. Different things for different people trying to bring safety in an entertaining form. SafetyFM.com. Go to the website, download the app, and carry it with you all day long. SafetyFM.com. We'll be waiting for you.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, of course you're listening to something magical because it's the Rated R Safety Show. What else would be magical to be taking a listen to? So anyway, 17 minutes past the top of the hour, so let's hang out and talk a little bit about the things that are going on inside of the world of the news, because I think that we need to do that, because that seems to be an important thing to do at this particular aspect of what we have going on. So here we go. Let's talk about it. If the house market weren't complicated enough, a lawsuit affecting the National Association of Realtors will change how brokers conduct business now, too. Starting next week, August the 17th, realtors will not be able to rely on their informal agreement for 5-6% of commissions that are typically split between the buyer and the seller's agent. A successful lawsuit accused realtors of antitrust practices that a judge in March ruled must stop. Now realtors will no longer be able to include their compensation baked into the sales of multiple listing services, but their cut can still be listed on other sites and personal conversations. Yes. Then the realtor must explain their cut up front and enter it into a written agreement with the home buyer before conducting any home tours. This means that buyers may have to pay their realtor directly if the seller does not pay the brokerage costs. This is according to CNN. So, this sounds a little bit more convoluted than before. I mean, remember, it was 5-6%, but think about that right now. So all of a sudden, how is this going to work? So think about this. Before someone goes to look at a house now, they're going to be like, I need you to sign this document that says that if you buy this thing, you're going to pay me X percent going forward. So I think that this is where you're going to see like the open doors of the world. And I'm talking about the company. They're going to come into this marketplace and change things for you. Because I want to say that they normally charge between 2-3% in regards of doing that. So that's going to be something to think about as you move forward. So there you go. Also, NASA's Mars InSight lander's reading of a seismic activity on the red planet suggests enormous ocean flows below the red dirt surface. Yes, I did say below. The research of this hypothesis that the type of reading taken and the InSight were a result of water deep underground, the water could be at least 12 miles under the crust. Researchers have long believed that Mars was once flush with lakes, streams, and rivers on the surface, and the water seeped underground over billions of years, confirming the theory that would require a massive drilling initiative. The InSight went offline back in 2022, but analysts on the ground continue to pore over the information in its setback. So there you go. So imagine that for a moment. You have water 12 miles under. Yes, I did say under the surface of the moon. You're going to look at that and go, well, that's a little bit different compared to some of the other things that one would assume. So you're going to possibly look at this and go, hold on, maybe, yes, just maybe for a moment, the people that made Total Recall were probably not off the rocker as much as one would assume. So there you go. So I have a little video here that we're pulling from AP. So maybe we should, do you want to take a look at that? I mean, we can take a look at that. Let me see if I can get some of these ads off the stupid page in regards of moving this forward here, because that's always important when we're trying to take a looks-er-ooks-er of some of these things, opposed to having, you know, the ad faction, because nobody wants that. So let's take a look. So, of course, the Air Force Base in California, November 26th of 2018.
Then the purpose of the InSight mission was to learn about the evolution of Mars as a planet. For work that I've been a part of, the most interesting finding is this present one, that there is a large amounts of liquid water in the...
Okay, is this opposed to, like, frozen water? Is that why we said liquid water? I'm just checking. Let's continue.
The subsurface of the planet itself. The liquid water is roughly 11 to 20 kilometers beneath the subsurface, and getting that liquid water would be quite challenging. For example, on Earth, you often have to circulate fluids, whether that be liquid water or mud, to make drilling a little bit easier. You also need the power capabilities, and you need to bring those things on Mars.
Okay, so if it takes about 6 months to get there, what are you going to be powering to make sure that you have the power once you get there? I mean, I'm just asking the question. And 6 months sounds like a lot of travel time. Let's continue.
Water affects just about everything about a planet's evolution. In Mars, we get to see a water cycle without humans. We know that water is a key ingredient for life as we know it.
So they're showing portions of the planet, just in case. Listen.
Potentially habitable in the mid-crust of Mars. Mars once looked like Earth 3 billion years ago, and now it doesn't. It's dry and it's desolate. And so a big question is, where is the water? Where did it go? And so finding it there in the volumes that we found it is really important and exciting.
I mean, it's an interesting story. Let's not lie here in regards of what could possibly be a part of the case. Let's not lie. Now, the question becomes, you know, someone like Elon Musk wants people to move there. Is that something that you'd be interested in? Would you want to be in a different planet? Because think about it. It's going to be rough at the very beginning, because you have to get stuff there. You're not going to have a lot of functionality with other stuff. And it's not like it's like, oh, by the way, I'm going to take a quick little trip back to Earth and get there. I mean, with everything going on, I mean, I know that if you watch something like the Total Recall with Colin Farrell, they make it seem like, oh, yeah, it's a few-hour ride. Now, that's not going to be the case. Just something to think about. Anyways, a principal in Tennessee canceled all school field trips as collective punishment after students turned in math and reading tests with abysmal results. In a post announcing the measure, the school says teachers have been instructed to focus on math and reading. But wait, One parent says that the bad scores are in the school's fault and no field trip policy it wrongfully punishes everyone, especially when the school wasn't fully staffed last year. They went the whole year last year without a math teacher, he says. This is according to Local 12. Worth asking, indeed, how are the students expected to learn math if they don't have a teacher instructing them? I mean, it's a good question. But what do you think about the severity of things here? Do you look at it and go, I mean, that might be a little much or utcher in regards of what's going on. I mean, I don't know. I look at it from the standpoint and go, that's a little crazy when you say I'm going to cancel everything for everyone because of this going on. And here's the other portion. I don't know, because in the county that I live in, school just started yesterday. So you are basing this off of last year's scores and not exactly what's going on this year. Maybe that's the other portion to think about.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, a study published in the Academic Journal of Social Science and Medicine argues that the ugly are likely to die sooner than the good-looking counterparts. Researchers followed 8,300 people who attended high school in 1957 in Wisconsin, of all places, seriously, up until 2022, or until they died. They collected data on the participants' overall health and used a panel of independent judges to rate their attractiveness based on their high school yearbook photo. The judges broke down the participants into six divisions from least to most attractive. Those ugliest categories were 16.8 more likely to have died than the middle four rankings, but there are no significant changes among the best looking. This is according to Science Direct. Okay, so hold on. So you base this off of a yearbook? Here's my question. I mean, you take a look at it and you go, okay, this is based on alleged attractiveness of a person. But how do you contemplate this? Like, who makes the determination? Because what I might find good looking, you might not find good looking, and that's okay. Like, I mean, there are certain celebrities that people go, ooh la la all over, not really all over, but they're all gung ho about these people. And they're all right. I mean, I don't think it's that big of a deal, but everybody has a different taste. So it's going to be interesting on how they came up with that. I would love to get a little bit more data to be able to share to understand that better. Anyways, a groundhog made its way to into a claw machine fully a stuffed animal last week at the Meadows Family Fun Mini Golf in Duncansville, Pennsylvania. Startled employees called the Pennsylvania Game Commission about the furry intruder, explained that they had no idea how it even got in there and that they needed help getting it out. State Game Warden Salvador Safuto was able to safely extract the groundhog after someone from the vending machine company opened the machine. This is according to People Magazine. I mean, it's interesting for sure. I will do this for the sake of the people. Do you want to see the picture? I mean, there's a picture of the thing. If you weren't really looking or if the thing was not moving, you would just think it's a stuffed animal that's inside of there. So, yeah, I mean, that's interesting as we were talking. Also, meanwhile, in California, a bear wandered into a classroom at a school in Bakersville, California last week. Get this, the room belongs to Mr. Salmon. I'm not kidding. Mr. Salmon. And the school is known as the home of the bears. The bear eventually left the school without incident. This is according to WDBJ. Wow, what a name, WDBJ. So there you go. I mean, that's an intriguing one. If you start giving it some world of recognition there, that's for sure, as we are talking. So I don't know. I look at it from the standpoint and go, I don't want any bears hanging out with me. That's for sure, as we are doing our thing. Because, hey, could you imagine being inside of a classroom and you get a little bear action? Not really probably how you want to start off your morning as we are talking. Let's see if we can pull this video up, because I'm always intrigued on sharing a little bit more on what we can do here. So let's take a look at this. Let's take a listen too.
Evening, Elaine Salmon, a teacher at Peak to Peak Elementary School, was preparing her classroom for the new school year when an unexpected visitor showed up.
When I came back, I opened my classroom door and there was this bear charging towards the door.
Salmon said she shut the door, locking the bear inside with her cell phone.
So I went back to the office, closed the door.
Wow, she locked it in there with her cell phone. Most people, I thought of that. Hold on, I thought I had it on the screen. Most people wouldn't have done that. Most people would have been like, oh no, not, you can't have my cell phone.
I locked the bear in here and then I went back to the office to call my husband, Ian. My first thought was, is it going to do any damage? I have a brand new floor and I already have my decorations up.
Thankfully, there was no damage to the room, except for one of the classroom's earthquake kits.
We usually have an earthquake kit where they have snacks just in case of an emergency, and went through that.
When Salmon's husband, Ian Sari, arrived, he knocked on the window to get the bear's attention.
When my husband came, we started...
So, hold on. If the phone was left in there, how is the phone moving so well with the person? I mean, Or with a bear. It's not a person in this case.
Knocking on the window to distract it.
And that's when it was go time.
The thing is, sadly, you have to hold the door open for it to stay open. So when he was holding the door open, that's when he called the bear's attention, and then the bear went by him, like within a foot.
Then the bear ran back into the mountains. School staff then reviewed safety measures, with the first day of class about 1 week away. Salmon tells me the school has never had bears come nearby when students are around, but there are still precautions in place.
We have a shelter in place protocol where when there's a bear or any wild animal around, we lock the classroom to make sure the kids don't get out until it's safe.
And after all that, Elaine tells me the bear came back again, proving that maybe the furry friend loves Salmon or her classroom.
Let's go with the classroom because, hey, nobody wants anything else. That's an interesting one, just to say the least. So there you go. Also, meanwhile, in Florida, a 43-year-old woman was arrested after intentionally drowning her roommate pet jumping spider into a ginger ale. She has been charged with animal cruelty and petty theft for stealing the spider enclosure, and the arraignment date has been set for August the 20th. This is according to the Miami Herald, so there you go. Let's talk about the numbers real quick. The Dow lost about 140 points to close at 39,357 on Monday. The S&P was virtually flat at 5,344, and the NASDAQ increased by 35 points to close at 16,780. West Texas Intermediate closed at $79 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $81 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.44 on Monday. Bitcoin was mostly flat on Monday, trading just around $58,000. And there was 3,170 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Monday, and about 120 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $435 million jackpot or a $212 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, go ahead and do so. Anyways, it's time to do that thing that we do around this time. So let's go ahead and do that right now and get into our main story.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so, you know, I look at the world around us and everything that's going on and all of the information that we can discuss, move, groove, and all of that fun stuff. Now, listen, I'm going to talk about this because people get excited when some of these things occur, but there's conferences that takes place. There are workshops that are taking place. There are events that are taking place that are talking about the world and the realm of human and organizational performance. You have some that are related to behavior-based safety. You have some that are related to other things and other concepts that are out there in regards of what can be done. Now, listen, there are conferences that are going on and taking place with event coordinators that are saying, hey, we are doing this event and we are a nonprofit and all that kind of crap. And I mean, good for them if they're a nonprofit in regards to what they're going on. But man, some of these things are just extravagant. There is a new one that's coming up that apparently it's all virtual that's taking place. I believe it's in October. So you're seeing more and more stuff leaning, and I'm saying leaning, towards human and organizational performance. So I take a moment in time and I go, if we're leaning that direction now, has this essentially replaced what we'll say safety one? Safety one, has it replaced it now? Has it all went bye-bye? Are people leaning so heavily now to human and organizational performance that this is the way that people are going with everything? I will tell you, a few days ago, I kind of chuckled. I was looking at an event that was taking place, and this is what the event selling point was. It was about Todd Conklin's pre-accident investigation book, Martha Zacosta's new book that just came out that she just released, that somebody was giving their interpretation of the two books after reading it. So it wasn't the authors. It was someone who had read these books. It wasn't a book club. This was an event that you paid to go to for another person to give their findings of what they found. Now, I don't know. I think that that's kind of strange. But, I mean, one can argue so many different points here in regards on how that works. So as you take a look at this, what exactly are you doing in your organization? How is that looking nowadays? Do you feel a heavy lean towards one direction over the other? And I'm not talking about the band, so let's make sure that we're clear here. And what I've noticed with some people that are doing something else, they are developing something called HOP champions within their organization. And what does that mean exactly? It is a person inside of the organization that what they develop is how to do some of these things inside of the org. It is how to develop what exactly is going on inside of the organization. So it gets weird and it gets interesting because now you have a person that we will say is the lead for this. It is a person to depend on, which I think it's a good thing, because here's the thing. If you bring an outsider in, if you bring a consultant in, that they're going to talk about human and organizational performance, unless you have this structured very well on the frequency where you're going to see them, you're going to need somebody who's going to understand how to talk about some of this stuff, where maybe the consultant is talking to the HOP champion, quote unquote. But then on the other side, I think it's kind of strange to go to an event where all of a sudden you're paying for someone to give you their versionality of what's going on. I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying, you're going to understand this better than I do, because I have no clue about anything most of the time. I just talk here because that's what I get to do. So as you're looking at this, where do you see the world leaning the most now? Is it one direction or is it another? Or do you just kind of go, I don't care, it's safety and safety, safety.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
We are now video streaming the Rated R Safety Show. I don't know why our host has a face for radio. Rated R Safety Show.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
I think I'm gonna be me. Everything's changing, just trying to navigate. Oh, I keep on believing I'm gonna find my way with every day. Shoulders. I'm strong enough, I will rise above. It's all gonna be okay.
think I'm gonna be me.
Okay, here we go. 44 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out. Yep, doing our thing here on the Rated R Safety Show. This right here, Jillian Linklater. Jillian Linklater. Yeah, there you go. Song's called Gonna Be Me. Song is readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. So there you go. Some information. So there you go. Yep, would like to thank Jillian Linklater for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. You know how it is around here. We play a little bit of everything because that is kind of what we do. No doubt about that. Anyways, let's get back into the move and the groove of the things that we talk about. And let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime. And that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. So here you go. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. And go to the far right-hand side and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, you're going to see information related to addiction, suicide, depression, anxiety, trauma, eating disorders, grief support, self-injury, just to name a few. There's a lot more information there. I'm just telling you a few that are listed. Once you get there, you can look at that information right there or click around and look at their 24-hour helplines. There's a whole bunch of them listed. Also, there's a way to apply for a treatment or a recovery scholarship if you're interested. Also, there's some information that are listed for how to recommend a program or even international programs if you're outside of the U.S. So, a lot of stuff, good information, To Write Love on Her Arms. And then, hey, if you're just saying, hey, I want to see some other stuff, there's a store there. There's events that are taking place. I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, if you ever watch the streamer Emer here, you probably realize that I wear a lot of stuff from this organization because, you know, I just like a lot of stuff that they do. And there's a lot of shirts that they have that I tend to enjoy that I wear. But, of course, keep in mind that they mostly have to be black because almost everything that I wear is black. That's just kind of the way that it goes. So there you go. Anyways, let's continue talking about some other things. But remember one more time, TWLOHA.com in case you forgot. So there you go. So let's do some TikTok talk. Yeah, it turns out that one of those that are supposedly helpful TikTokers who share their weight loss tips might be causing more harm than good. Research out on Charles Sturt University in Australia says that spending time on social media platform, especially watching pro-anxiety anxiety content, could damage a young woman's self-esteem and increase the risk of developing eating disorders. Researchers wrote that even just 8 minutes of exposure of this type of content can have a negative consequence on body image states, the internationalization of appearance ideals. Their study of 273 university-age women found that psychological harm can occur even with this type of content not sought out. And TikTok use is one of the short durations. Women who use TikTok more than 2 hours a day reported even more disordered eating behaviors. While I don't feel like at risk by developing anorexia, it's starting to become obvious that I forgot to stop watching all the content from decadent dessert creators. I'm just saying, and I hate to jump on the TikTok evil bandwagon, but yeah, TikTok is evil. I mean, I'm just saying, don't hold it against me.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying. He is trying to be entertaining. Rated R Safety Show.
Should we talk about some signs of the times? I think it might be a good thing to talk about. The old cliche that it happens earlier in every year, but the phrase eventually made the reference to back to school sales when you start piping in Christmas music into the stores. This year, Starbucks in the UK has declared pumpkin spice season earlier than ever before. The iconic cold season drink arrived in select stores last week, a month earlier than usual. However, to be among the fortunate customers who get to savor pumpkin spice range, you'll need to be a Starbucks reward member. Everyone else, you'll have to wait until August the 22nd and until August the 5th for some autumn food items. No word on the pumpkin spice release date for Starbucks outlets in other countries yet. Still, the great news for those is us who have already decorated our house for Halloween. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. Also, in some other stuff, McDonald's Canada has unveiled what it is calling the perfect Fall McFlurry. For a limited time, fast food chain is offering a s'mores McFlurry. Yes, you did hear me correctly there. It says the new flavor takes a vanilla soft serve and blends the graham cracker with mini marshmallows and hot fudge, similar to what people have been roasting over the campfires for decades. Last week, food blogger Snack Loader shared a photo of the description of the s'mores McFlurry via Instagram, calling another McFlurry flavor that is both simple and yet perfect in some reason not coming to the States. Comments quickly reported that asking Mickey D's to bring a flavor to the U.S. Now, how do Canadians feel about being available on Netflix in America? So there you go. I mean, because keep in mind when they talk about the Netflix in America thing, if depending on where you're located, your Netflix movies will vary significantly depending on what is your location. So that's something to think about. So people can think about that stuff as well. So information overload on everything that is going on, because that's just kind of the way that the world works and the way that the world tumbles and bumbles and moves. Anyways, with that being said, let's see. It is 51 minutes past the top of the hour, and I have this great guy waiting to talk to you by the name of John Smalls that likes to give you some motivation. And he likes to do it in a minute or so. So maybe it's time to talk right now about the motivation minute. So why don't we go ahead and bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell you exactly what the hell is going on over there with him and the way that you should feel motivated. I almost feel like it took a minute to tell you all that. Here you go.
Brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's story was submitted by Michael. This whole story was submitted as is today, and I think it's absolutely great. It says, if milk gets bad, it becomes yogurt. Yogurt's more valuable than milk. If it gets even worse, it turns to cheese, and cheese is more valuable than yogurt and milk. If grape juice turns sour, it transforms into wine, which is even more expensive than grape juice. You're not bad because you made mistakes. Mistakes are the experiences that make you more valuable as a person. Christopher Columbus made a navigational error that made him discover America. Alexander Fleming's mistake led him to invent penicillin. Don't let your mistakes get you down. It's not practice that makes perfect. It is mistakes that we learn from that makes perfect.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. As parents, our primary responsibility is the nurture and discipline of our children. When discipline is administered consistently and balanced with unconditional love, it teaches our children respect for God's authority and for the authority of those He has placed over them. When parents refuse to discipline their children for disrespectful and destructive behavior, they teach them to disregard authority and the rights of others. Proverbs 29 says, a rod of correction imparts wisdom, but a child left to himself disgraces his mother. Lord, parenting isn't easy, and balancing love and discipline is a constant challenge. Grant us special wisdom and strength. Help us to be the kind of parents our children need. In your holy name I pray. Amen.
If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From FSN in London, I'm Nina Maria Potts with the latest world headlines. The US has warned that Iran could launch an attack on Israel on multiple fronts this week in retaliation for Israel's recent killings of top Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. Ukraine says its forces now control 1,000 square kilometres, that's 621 square miles, of Russian territory as it pushes on with a shock cross-border attack. And technical problems hit Donald Trump's interview with Elon Musk on the social media platform X.
Pop quiz, hotshot. During a heat wave, what's more important, air conditioning or air guitar?
Is it air conditioning?
Air guitar. The answer is always air guitar.
Yeah, the answer should always be air guitar. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2019, the World Health Organization reveals the measles cases have tripled worldwide, and there was more than 364,800 cases reported this year compared to 129,239 from 2018. So there you go. That happened back in 2019. So there you go. Also, DeMarcus Cousins' birthday is occurring today. He turns 34. Sebastian Stan turns 42. Sarah Huckabee Sanders turns 42 as well. Karine Jean-Pierre turns 50. Molly Hennenberg, 51. Kevin Plank, 52. Alan Shear turns 54. Mark Olympic turns 59. Debbie Mazar turns 60. John Slattery turns 62. Betsy King, 69. And Jeanette Yellen turns 78 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, there's not that many, but we can talk about them anyways. It's National Filet Mignon Day, International Left-Handers Day, and National Prosecco Day. National Prosecco Day. Make that a thing for you tonight if you're interested in having some Prosecco. So here you go. I'm going to tell you about this, and I know we're less than a month away, and we have, I mean, I have less than five tickets available for you, if you're interested. So here you go. Conklin Conference coming up in Santa Fe, New Mexico. We'll be talking about the world of human and organizational performance. If you're interested in coming out and hanging out, no doubt about that. So there you go. All you have to do is go to safetyfm.io. It's taking place September the 10th through the 12th in Santa Fe. We'll be talking about the world of human and organizational performance. Jen Long, Bob Edwards, Andrea Baker, and Todd Conklin, just to name a few, will be there hanging out and doing the things that they get to do. No doubt about that. So keep that in mind as we are hanging. So with that being said, would love to see you there. To find out more information, like I said, very limited amount of tickets remaining. safetyfm.io for some more information on what is going on over there. So there you go. Let me tell you about this real quick. If you don't mind, let me give you a random joke for today. Just because deodorant says 48 hours doesn't mean that you should challenge it. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. Age yourself with the clothing brand that was popular when you were in high school. When I lived in Puerto Rico many, many, many years ago, and I was wearing, they used to be something called Pepe Co., and it was like a jean brand for most, I mean, for the most part. That was a pretty popular brand back in those days. That was Pepe, P-E-P-E. Yeah, Pepe. So there you go. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. 16% of kids agree this is done one, okay, hold on. This is one of their favorite meals. What is it? Fish sticks. Yeah. If you need something for the water cooler. Yeah. I mean, I guess that's one way to look at it. So there you go. What else? What else? What else? That's it. That's going to sum up our time together. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm. If you want to come and hang out with us and do the things that we get to do. If not, that's okay. We'll be going over there. You can hang out here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Nature does not hurry, yet everything is accomplished. Keep that in mind. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love ya, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.